This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Many Coloradans are seeing record-high energy bills this winter. The state's Public Utilities Commission estimates the average household's gas bill is up 75% over the same time last year. Speaking during a meeting this week, Commissioner John Gavin called the rise unprecedented.
I can't remember seeing this level of pain in the consumer community since the 1970s and the gas crisis.
Cold weather and utility rate hikes are the two biggest drivers of the price increase, according to a new PUC analysis. Economists expect prices to remain high through the season. Colorado's election officials have faced threats and hostility in recent years while pushing back against misinformation. This week, county clerks met for their winter conference. CPR's Benta Berklin was there.
So there was a bit of a sigh of relief from a lot of them that election deniers lost contested races. One speaker joked that the conferences have in many ways kind of become these therapy sessions after all that clerks have been through both personally and professionally since 2020. Also, clerks feel like they are making inroads with conspiracy theorists by being very transparent and open about how the election process works and trying to build trust.
That's CPR's Benta Berklin. The football stadium at the U.S. Air Force Academy has broken ground for extensive renovations. The $90 million project will upgrade the eastern side of the 60-year-old stadium, adding a new entrance and plaza, as well as improved seating and concession areas. It should be ready for the 2024 football season. This is CPR News.